Hello everybody and welcome to DMDR. I'm your host Jeremy Connor. So today I thought I'd do something a little bit different, and I thought I would steal some of Reddit's questions and answer them the way I would answer them. I'm on Reddit quite a bit, and I usually give out advice on Reddit to a mixed reaction, but I'm not getting any questions from y'all, so I'm just going to have to steal some of theirs. So I hope you enjoy this. This is a little bit different, but I'm getting bored of not being asked questions. So I'm going to go ahead and give the usernames of the people that are asking for the advice, just in case you want to share this with them, or maybe you have some advice of your own you want to give them. But this one comes from Super God Extra, and his question is, my significant other won't hold or hug or touch me, even after 20 days or more of being without any physical contact. She now says I'm weak because of it and that I need therapy. Isn't hugging and holding each other important in a relationship? So my immediate reply is, dude, that is not your girlfriend no more. Whatever the hell happened, it ain't happening no more. Get the hell out. Because just for her to say that that you're weak because you need affection, this chick's a psychopath and she has done moved on. If y'all are living together, you're just roommates at this point. Get the hell out of there. There's no reason to try to hold on to that. That's not even a relationship to hold on to. She done went the other way on that. The only thing I can really agree with that chick on is you do need therapy. And not in a mean way. We can all use it. But just the fact that you can't see that that's not your girlfriend no more. She might be letting you buy her stuff, and she might be living under your roof and eating your food and enjoying your hot water, but that's about as far as that goes. And man, if you can't see that, you definitely need relationship advice from a pro. So moving right along to question number two. Lily writes, my boyfriend is mad at me for having sex toys. So pretty much my boyfriend of 4 years found out I have sex toys and he's very upset about it. Said something about how it's disrespectful. What should I do about this? I honestly think this is so illogical because it's silicone and he's a human, but someone help. So, if he is jealous of toys, he's jealous of everything, you need to run. So, me myself, I don't give a shit if my significant other has sex toys or not. You can't tell me that this girl's boyfriend don't jack off when you're not around. You know, for one, it's none of his business, unless you made it his business. But there's zero logical reason for this guy to be up in arms over you having sex toys. Like, put my own personal stuff out there. You know, if my wife has them, good for her. Everybody deserves a nut. We're all allowed our own little fantasies. I don't feel that makes my wife love me less. It's like, since we've been married, I've probably jerked off 1,000 times between, you know, in 13 years. I ain't gonna do no math for ins, but it's gotta be at least in the hundreds. It's tapered off over the years. The older I get, the less I feel the need to beat up on the old monkey. But it kind of became a problem with me and her, though, because when we first got married the first few years, I was pushing her aside to jerk it. I couldn't tell you why. I was just a dumb young man, and it really did put a strain on our relationship. But it was like a nervous twitch or a compulsion, and I got that under control. And it would have been the same with her. She was like, you know, hitting the diddle stick all the time instead of giving me any kind of attention. Then yeah, that would have caused a rift too. But I don't expect her to not be able to have any kind of solo time with herself. So yeah, y'all two are young and both need to mature, especially us guys. Hell, I'm 41 and I'm still not mature yet. But this guy ain't very self-aware. So you're just going to have to say, hey, you know, I'm not getting rid of these. There ain't no reason I should have to. Because, I mean, if he's going to make you get rid of toys, if you have any kind of male friends, he's going to try to talk you out of you talking to them. If you work, he's going to be constantly jealous of your work friends. You know, I just don't see why young people get in these serious-ass relationships. I think just, you know, do your thing until you're in your late 20s and then start thinking about marriage and all that stuff. I mean, in his defense, he's letting you know that something bothers him, and that's good. But he can't give you an ultimatum at all. Like, the right way for him, I think, that he should have went about it is, hey, that kind of hurts my feelings you have this stuff. Ain't I good enough, or whatever? And then you just say, no, it ain't that at all. Just, I get horny too. sometimes you're not here. It's not the fact that you're diddling yourself, it's the fact that you're doing it without him. And sometimes, you know, it's just fine to have a little time to yourself. So this relationship ain't irreparable, but you just have to talk like adults and just be like, hey, you know, can you quit from jerking off when I'm not there? Probably not. So anyway, that's my take on that one. This next one is from SashaBaby16. Is it rude to make my boyfriend shower before sleeping in my bed because of cigarettes? My boyfriend smokes cigarettes, however, I don't smoke at all, and no one in my home smokes, so the smell is really obvious to me. If he stays over, my bed will smell of smoke, and I really hate it. I'm also asthmatic, and I'm always telling him not to smoke around me, too. I hate the idea of him coming into my bed with that smell. Is it okay to ask him to shower first? It is absolutely okay to ask him to shower first. I can tell you right off the bat that this relationship is already in dire trouble, because you're talking about being asthmatic and always telling him not to smoke around you. This guy don't respect your health problems. So right off the bat, fuck that guy. Not really, I mean, don't. You need to ditch him. And just the fact that you're worried about asking him to do something reasonable is a massive red flag. And I hate smoking, so I'm definitely very, very biased on this, because smoking killed my dad, for one. And for two, I was just so damn sick of smelling smoke all the damn time. So when I was a kid, my dad drove truck, and by all means, we should have had a pretty reasonably good life, but we were always broke. And part of that was because he was spending his money on them damn cigarettes all the time. And he'd always say, well, once cigarettes get to so much a pack, I'm done. And hell, he smoked up till he died. So I would say if you don't like smoking, you better learn to love it if you're sticking with him. I would run. Definitely get the hell out of there. I'm guessing you're only 20, your boyfriend's 20. You've got a long life ahead of you. Maybe find somebody else that would be better suited for you. Next up is from Miss Kazuki. She says, I'm ready to end it, but I don't know how to bring it up. The relationship is toxic, but not violent, so my worst case scenario is that I will be manipulated again into staying when I don't want to. We have been together over 10 years. We have a child and have built a life together. I have no idea how to tell him I'm done. I have no idea how to separate my life from his. I feel at a loss, so I made an appointment to speak with a therapist, so I'll have to get some professional support soon. But till then, I'm trying to get my life together to leave, but I don't know where to start. So, if your mind's absolutely made up, and you've tried to split it off, and I don't know how he's manipulating you. Like, is he just begging you to death, and, you know, crying, and just please, please, please. How many times have you went through that? So I've been on the other side of that. With my first marriage, she split it off with me a bunch of times. And every time I'm just like, please don't go. And I should have believed her the first time. I would have saved myself a lot of heartache and horseshit had the first time she said she didn't love me anymore. I would have just believed her, took her at her word, and let her went. But me and my first one split up so many times. And she never loved me more, you know, every time she came back. It was just the same thing. So that's what he's failing to see. So a lot of people shit on the whole splitting up by text, but if you feel like you're going to get if you feel like you're going to get coerced, then do it by text. But just know that since y'all have a kid together, you know, you're kind of stuck with this guy until your kid's 18. That don't mean y'all have to live together, but there's still going to be hard feelings and fights for a while. So y'all both have to be fair and act like adults, because, you know, I'm only getting one side of the story. This guy might be a raging asshole. There's a pretty good chance you might be too. You know, birds of a feather. You might be completely innocent. I don't know the whole situation. But for the kid's sake, act like adults. If there's no repair in the relationship with this guy, and you think that counseling for both of you is not going to work, you know, get ready, go ahead and lawyer up. Because I don't know this guy's mentality. What I don't get about all these questions is half the time they answer themselves when they're asking the question. I'll see these long text asking for advice, and it's like the answer's blatantly obvious and you're just not seeing it. On this situation, there just ain't enough information to go by, because a lot of people with my first split up, I'm sure there was a lot of them that would probably assume that I was the asshole in it because they didn't know the situation, and my ex seemed like such a sugary sweet person to people outside of them four walls. And I actually had a fella say, no, not her. And I'm like, yeah. And they never would believe all the stuff that was going on. That's just, so I can't really give a very good answer on that one. I would just say, do whatever you gotta do for the kid's sake. If this guy's a good dad, don't be a pain in the ass and try to keep your kid from him. If he's a bad dad, even if he's a bad dad, unless he's abusing that kid, you're still gonna have to deal with every other weekend. So, you know, just really think it through. Definitely get more advice, because as of yet, I've been the first person to respond to that one. It's only like a two-hour-old question. Not my best advice, because I'm trying to go by my own experience, but everybody has different things going on. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and skip to something maybe a little easier. This next one is from GateLong6753, and it says, I'm thinking about leaving my current significant other. This is worded kind of unique, so bear with me. I, 22 male, honestly don't know what to do with this, but I have suspicions that my significant other, 22 female, is cheating on me because she has been acting more and more distant, like less physical contact, less truth behind living words. I'm not quite sure what that means. Hiding her screen when she's texting, and I look over, leaving work late every day, etc. Maybe I'm looking far into things, but I would love someone from the outside perspective about what I should do next. So, just the fact that y'all are 22, the statistics of y'all making it are pretty slim. I really don't think anybody has any damn business having a real hardcore long-term relationship until they're at least in their late 20s. I really think from 19 to 25, 26 at least is a try before you buy thing. No long-term shit. It's not the 1950s no more. You know, I used to think, you know, I'm going to sleep with one woman and one woman only. That's going to be the person I marry. And I tell you what, life smacked me right in the damn dick real fast. So the first girl I was with, I was 16. And I mean, I was ready to marry. And when you're that young, you just don't know what life's about. And me and her had dated for several years. And it was just, we were too young to even be thinking about long-term shit. And you just naturally want to kind of sow your wild oats. And she had been doing some sewing, and then I kind of got the inclination to want to do the same thing. And it's a good thing we didn't end up getting married at like 18. So in comes my first marriage, and I actually met her in church. And it was one of those deals where I'm done, this is it from now until I die. And it just did not work out that way. So my ex-wife was the second person I'd ever been with. By the time that I got to my current wife now, and me and her's been married for close to 13 years now, she definitely was not my third, and I know that I wasn't her first. And at first, thinking like that really bugged me, but by the time that me and my wife met each other, we had been through the damn bushes. Like, I'd been hurt many times, I'd hurt people many times, and she probably had the same deal. So by the time that me and my wife met each other, you know, we knew what we wanted. Hell, I was 28 when we got married. And, you know, that was after me and her had seen several people. That's the nice part about being older, is like you really kind of start knowing what you want. I know 28's not old, but mind you, when I got married to my first wife, I was 18, and I had no idea what I was doing. And I had to deal with a hellstorm of all this new stuff. And me and her didn't know each other well enough. We knew each other well enough that we should have known we was a bad mix. And I might have been her second or third boyfriend. We had no business getting married. And I throw a lot of shade at my ex-wife. But, you know, the whole hindsight's 20/20. I'm sure I pulled a lot of shit myself. So it's not like I was completely blameless and completely innocent. Because I'm sure that I've done dumbass shit. You know what? Actually, there is one thing that still bothers me. And I feel like I've had a lot worse done to me, but something that still just bugs the piss out of me was, me and my ex was talking when we was married. I was living with her parents. We had lived in an apartment. We were just broke as a damn joke. We split up a few times. Ended up getting back together, lived with her parents. And My ex made a joke, and she didn't really joke a lot, but I said, yeah, that's about as funny as a heart attack. And that was an asshole thing for me to say, and I wish I had never said it. I don't know why the hell I thought that was alright, but that's the one thing I wish I would have apologized for, because I still feel bad about that, because she was trying to kid around, and I put my damn thumb right on top of that. So I hope I didn't keep her from wanting to ever joke around again. I can't even remember what she said, but it don't even matter, even if it was a dumb joke. You know, I shouldn't have been that big of a dickhead. And her mom called me out on it. That was one of them times where definitely justified. Her mom should have chewed my ass good for that one. But she got her revenge, I guess. Maybe we're even, I don't know. But still, I feel like maybe I should have over the years been like, hey, sorry for saying that shitty thing. Boy, did I derail from that. So anyway, long story short, y'all are kind of doomed. I think you already know that. You gotta trust your gut on that one. Yeah, if she's being distant, she's probably looking if she ain't already found something. And you need to do the same. You're only in your 20s, your early 20s. Don't get a damn long-term relationship yet. Just first, before you even start dating, is know yourself, have fun, go travel, do some shit you want to do, hook up, and you're going to find the right person. But hell, how do you even know who the right person is until you've met several? Because I've dated quite a few girls, and I can tell you what I'm not suited for, and I can tell you what works out good for me. I can't have someone too submissive, but I can't have someone too dominant. I'm a very 50-50 kind of guy. I'm one of those that needs to be told what to do sometimes, but I won't be told what to do all the damn time. And, you know, some people need someone to be domineering. Some people, you know, need to be the dominant one. They need someone a little more sheepish. So you're going to have to find what works for you. And if you need a lot of attention and she's not giving it, man, she's not the one. So I think that's all the questions I'm going to steal from Reddit today, because they're all from real young people. And really, my blanket advice to all the ones that are like old enough to date up to, you know, their mid-20s, is you don't need to be trying to get married right off the bat and have a ton of kids. Like I said, it's not the 1950s where you got to raise a bunch of farmhands to not starve during the winter. Take your time. Like, when you're young, you don't think it, but time is on your side. You just got to hit that fine line to where time don't cut away from you. But just enjoy your life, enjoy yourself, because you can't enjoy someone else's company until you like yourself. And just don't rush it. We've just been taught over the years through television and all that, that everything's just quick paced. We got to get it done right now. And that's dog shit. So y'all take your time, have fun, be careful, and I'll talk to y'all next time.
DMDR is a Hungry Purple Kittens production, written and produced by Jeremy Connor. Please message DMDR with Jeremy at gmail.com.